Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about, I'm not even sure what we want to talk about. I want to share a little story, a little Uber ride story I was on.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And how it put me back to a time when I was just starting out as an entrepreneur. And when I started, I think, on my journey of personal growth. And I don't know, I just wanted to share that with you and explore that and hear a little bit about, you know, some of your thoughts and maybe transform you back to the day when you started with some of these things.
Sure.
But so the other day I was traveling and I got picked up at an airport by an Uber driver, and usually when I'm in a car, I like to listen to either an audiobook or a podcast or the music. I'm not really super chit-chatty. I don't interact that much in the car ride. So but this time something funny happened, right? I jump into this car ride. It's super cold outside. It's like, I don't know, 11:30 p.m. at night. I'm exhausted. I'm just about to put in my headphones and listen to some music or something. And the guy that starts driving the car has a CD in there. And I hear Jim Rohn, I think. Like a super old school motivational self-help guru, right? And it's like a self-help tape. And as I was putting in my headphones, you know, I took them out again. And I looked at the driver, and the driver seemed like, it was obviously an immigrant, somebody that has not, probably not been living in the country for a long time. And I don't know, I was like instantly transformed back to a time when I was 17, 18 years old, when I discovered self-help and positive thinking, and I discovered entrepreneurship, and I discovered all these things through books, right? Because I didn't have any entrepreneurs in my life. And I remembered back when I read these self-help books and when I started even, you know, discovering the idea of positive thinking and how incredibly impactful it was when I was back when I discovered it, and how it completely changed the way I was thinking. And like, thinking positively seems like such an obvious basic concept, but it was like mind blowing to me, you know, when I was 17. I've never been exposed to any of that kind of thinking before. And I don't know, man, I was so nostalgic. On the one hand, I was nostalgic to like the journey. You know, when I was at the very beginning of my journey, when I was discovering these very easy concepts that were life-changing to me, I was nostalgic seeing that guy. He was younger and he seemed like somebody that has very little means and is very hungry and wants to make positive change in his life. And I was like inspired by that and reminded of myself. And so for the entire ride, I didn't listen to any music. I was listening to Jim Rohn and to motivational tapes with him. And I wanted to start a conversation, asking questions and learn about him and instantly jump into a, like, helping him and giving advice or helping in any way I can. But at the same time, I don't know, I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to listen and share the ride with him and, like, you know, remember how it felt when I was driving to my customer visits, listening to self-help, you know, Tony Robbins books or whatever the hell else I was listening to. And I don't know, I think, you know, I oftentimes today, some of the things that really changed my life, you know, 15, 20 years ago, today I can't listen to anymore because these ideas are not like mind-blowing anymore. I'm not that attracted to them anymore today, but I was super grateful to be reminded that everybody starts their journey at a different point. And for me back then, if you told me, think positively, tell yourself, you know, use self-affirmation to tell yourself what you want, stop negative inner dialogues and create self-belief through positive thought, these things were a big part of what helped me even believe that I could be an entrepreneur and start a business. They were a big part of why I accomplished a lot of things down the line, although today they seem like trivial things. And so I don't know, maybe it's like a remembering where we're coming from and how far of a journey we've taken. Maybe that's going to be the theme of the episode, but I don't know. I just wanted to share that because it was a special moment and a weird moment and see how we react to that.
Yeah. I love that it brought you back, you know, that experience. Cause I think that it is so easy to get caught up in where you are today and forget where you were a long time ago. And so that reminder of hearing that those motivational tapes, or motivational words, I guess, and being brought back to a place when you really needed them. They were really helpful. You gravitated towards them, and they helped change your mindset, because those are what those things are supposed to do, right? They're supposed to change your mindset. Like, that's the whole idea. Give you a perspective you don't have, help you learn, in a way, about yourself, right? That's why they call it self-help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or motivational speaking, whatever it is. So I guess my experience with this has always been, I off and on still listen to various things. I look for new types of motivational content or self-help. And I even have an opinion about the word self-help, but I'll save that for another episode. I think we're in a much different world than when those things were more popular, becoming popular is the right way to say it. They are very popular. And the one thing I'll say is, like, back then, like, there was only one real, I mean, there was only like a few styles of self-help in what you could hear. Now, like, self-help, like, honestly, to some people on this podcast, this is self-help.
Yeah.
Right. To be honest. So we're kind of motivational speakers in that way, if you want to really go there. I think there's a lot of like religious, spiritual content out there. Not to bucket those two things together, but they kind of are sometimes. That's also self-help. Sermons, church, these things in a way, in a big way, are self-help too. And some of us have been exposed, all of us have been exposed to it in one way or another. In my specific case, I think a lot of the motivation I got was actually from my father growing up. So with my father, I learned my own value system and my own sort of, I got my motivation by the stories he'd tell. He loves to tell stories about himself, the people he's helped, and the experiences he's had and how he felt about them, and how he described them. And a lot of those are still in my head. Even as I'm talking, like, they all just come up and I'm like, oh, that time and that time and that time and that time and that time. And, you know, I've heard some of these over and over again. They never really get old. It's one of those things, because he's just great at telling them. And sometimes I ask him about certain ones, like, hey, when we, you know, I was born in Africa, and when we moved, how did we actually get to America? And he's got this great story about how he sent out 1,000 applications, right, to be a physician at 1,000 different hospitals. And finally, somebody said yes, right? And it's truth, right? And then he's got all these hardships around, like, how things happen. And I grew up with this. That was my first version of motivational speaking. So what really comes to mind for me is, like, the flavor that's out there, Jim Rohn, and many of these folks, sometimes I feel like it's a bit much for me. But my point is, like, the stuff is real. Like, it really can help you. And whatever you gravitate towards or used to, it is just like a fun memory to have. So for me, my memory is more of my father and the stories he told, because he was my first motivational speaker that I ever heard.
It's so beautiful. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, there's been like a theme, maybe also because I'm moving right now. So as I'm like cleaning out the house and the attic and the garage, I find like, you know, old business plans that I've never thrown away because they are so terrible that they put a huge smile on my face. Just like transform me back to a time when I was at a totally different place in life. And I don't know, I've given this advice lately to people of like, hey, you know, a fun exercise to like transform yourself, to go back to a time when you were really inspired and motivated and a different place, is to like ask yourself, what was the first book you read that really like changed your mindset or really inspired and motivated you? And then read that book again, or at least, you know, pick it up again and take a few minutes to look through it and read a few pages and kind of transform yourself back to an earlier time. Or, you know, sometimes it's just visiting certain places, right? Visiting a school or a coffee shop where you started working on whatever, your book, your blog, your startup. Just going to certain places can transform you, meeting certain people. For me, it was listening to those motivational tapes in a car with somebody that seemed to be on a quest to change his life, and to listen to this programming while driving to help himself mentally. And that transformed me back to a time when I was doing that. I think that, you know, we've all been inspired by different things, different flavors, different moments. It might have been a book, a person, a place, And I think finding ways to transform you back to that time can be incredibly powerful to, as a, I don't know, it does a number of things all at the same time. One way, it fills me with gratitude, right, and appreciation. The other way, it gives me real perspective on, you know, the journey I've taken, and not just in the absolute of where I am today, but in the greater context of the distance I've covered, you know, and the places I've visited and the highs and lows I've experienced through all of it. And then another thing happened just a few days ago, now that we talk about this, where, you know, when with my first startup 11 years ago, when I came to Silicon Valley from Europe, the first company I was trying to raise money for, I had been rejected by every single VC. I didn't know what I was doing, and I rightfully rejected by all these people. And then there was one investor that got so excited about me and investing in me. And that investor shall remain nameless, but is actually a very successful guy, a really nice guy, even to this day. And I got so excited, you know, about finally making my break in Silicon Valley and finding this really important investor that would believe in me and put money in me. And then that guy, that investor, only had one condition. He wanted me to talk to this kid back then, or this guy that I didn't even know and was not really famous in Silicon Valley, but there was somebody he used as an advisor and he deeply trusted in. And I remember having a meeting with that advisor of the VC, who was like an ex-CTO of a successful startup. And that guy basically talked to me and then accurately assessed that it would be a bad idea to give me money, right? It would be a bad idea to invest in my startup. So he advised the VC not to invest in me. And it broke my heart, but I never held any grudge against that advisor. And I actually appreciated some of the advice that he gave. And I thought that it was really smart and thoughtful. And with hindsight, I realized that he was right. So I stayed in touch over a long period of time with that advisor. And that person became actually pretty famous in Silicon Valley eventually, or much more famous than it was back then. And it's funny, like just recently, the last year or so, he's been reaching out once in a while to ask for some feedback from me. And just recently, he offered me equity in his new company. And I talked to you privately about this, right? And when he sent me kind of the offer to be a formal advisor for his company, I don't know, that moment when I got the email, it transformed me back to that coffee meeting I had with him, where he basically told me that I was an idiot and nobody should invest in me. And I was like, wow, you know, it only took 11 years to go from, please, nobody give Stelly money, to Stelly, I need your advice, and do you want to be an advisor in my company? And I was like, I don't know. It was like, it put a smile on my face just because it was such a nice little full circle experience of like, wow, I interacted with this guy, you know, 11 years ago when I first arrived. And now, such a long time later, here's how our relationship has changed and how it's evolved over time. I don't know. It was just a funny little moment. It was just a nice, like, coming full circle experience, you know. And as I said, it only took 11 years to get there. But I cherish these moments, but I'm asking myself how to create more of them, right? Or how to make this, so some of these things will always happen organically and kind of fall into place. But I'm wondering, you know, of ways to do this, to create this more, more proactively, of like being able back to go full circle or go back to a time where I can remember where I'm coming from and where I can connect to the things that really changed my life or helped me or inspired me or motivated me. I don't know. That's been kind of a theme over the last few days. I've been thinking about it more. I've been playing with it. I've been talking to different people about that.
Yeah, I think you just have to take the time to remember. Sometimes it's as simple as that. And it's beautiful when you get a trigger, right? Mm. That motivational content, like that Uber ride was such a big trigger for you. And like a lot of times, you know, I'm really of the belief that everything happens for a reason, right? And
yeah.
I think, you know, moving is a great time to reflect. So I'm super, super happy that you're getting that time. You know, we talked about this a little bit at the end of the year. You know, people can sort of have that opportunity to reflect and things like that. I think we can do it all the time. It can really help us sort of stay grounded in where we are and realize, you know, one of the most valuable things for me, at least when I reflect, is like realize how dumb I was back then,
mm-hmm.
and how dumb I probably am today, and how much further I still can go and will go. And it gives me a lot more hope in the future, so to speak, if you want to call it that, or faith.
Yeah.
Because we all were different people, you know, back whenever, 11 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago.
Yeah.
And we're constantly changing and evolving, and we often don't remember or take the time to remind ourselves how far we've come. And also, like you know, to me, that really helps drive me forward when I realize, oh, okay, I can do better than I am today for sure. And I'll look back and really feel like I did. Okay, let's get to that.
I love that. I want to underline or double click both on the taking time to remember. Like taking the time to remember can be a beautiful thing and can be a very proactive thing and something I want to do more. And then I can't agree more with you. I think, well, yeah, a big part of why I love to be able to remember and connect to, you know, who I was and how different that person is from who I am today is that it inspires me and motivates me to have hope in the future, right? Or to be excited about the future of saying, wow, I can transform myself. And that has happened throughout my entire life. So there's a lot more to be, and there's a lot more to become, and there's a lot more to grow into or out of. And that can be, you know, especially probably when you're in a rut and when things have been kind of like stalling, that can be a really powerful engine to go just back long enough where you had these trigger moments that changed your life and transformed you, and then remind yourself that there's many, many more of them to be created in the future. I love that. I think that's it from us for this weird episode.
just reflect back. That's all you got to do, right?
Reflect back. And if anyone who's been listening to us had a moment of reflection or had a moment of going, wow, yeah, if I think back to this, wow, what happened in my life? If anyone has any of these moments and you want to share them with us, we'd love to hear them. We absolutely would love to hear them and probably be very inspired by that. So please feel free to reach out to, you know, stelly@close.io and hnshaw@gmail.com. We always love to hear from our listeners.
Always.
And till then, we'll hear you all very, very soon.
See ya.